fun show featuring OMG. It's fun, it's a show, and it's also free. We'll take some calls, make some pranks, it'll be real swell. So keep your preferred streaming client locked till we say farewell. PLA and Cacti Radio, please rep it for life. We got some drunks and Canadians, it's out of sight. It's time to start the show, so I'll shut the fuck up. And here's where I say the fun show, yay. It is really fun, I'm not just saying that.
It's OMG, and it's the fun show. Every night, 11 p.m. Central. Not every night, I'm sorry. Every Wednesday night, 11 p.m. Central on cactiradio.com. And we are actually in Tiny Chat right now. tinychat.com/phonelosers. Sorry, my memory is really bad. Tonight, I have Corwin as our co-host. Corwin is well known for the Jeffrey Bonner call, and where we told a kid that we stole his cell phone on Halloween night. And he's also well known for getting me to start saying black instead of back. Now I do it all the time, Corwin. I totally stole that from you.
I'm going to steal a black.
Okay. Let's see. What were we going to do tonight? Oh, yeah. Are there any special announcements? Because I can't think of anything.
We're getting married.
No, we're not getting married. Fuck that. hey, I want to wish VN a happy late birthday on the show.
Happy birthday.
That's what he said. Because RBCP forgot. So... yeah, I don't see Fractal in here yet. I wore this dress specifically for Fractal, and he's not here.
It's hot.
And I just want to say I'm sorry to everyone that I've been ignoring in the past 30 minutes, because I've been getting ready for the show, and I'm just now getting all your messages, and I'm sorry. So, actually, actually, we need to begin the show. I'm sorry about the last show sucking. We're totally going to make it up for it tonight. Name a city on the West Coast, Corwin.
San Francisco.
Okay. San Francisco. How do you spell that?
Okay. T-H-A-T.
What we're buying is a sculpture from Peru.
Yes.
And it is a ceramic rendering of Jesus and the 12 disciples.
Yeah.
And it's a very unique piece for the collector. That's what we're buying. Yeah. Oh my god, it didn't adjust my microphone settings. Finally. Jesus. I hope this is, like, broadcasting correctly. Yeah, it is. Okay. Alright, so my Skype's not working now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi. Are you selling the Peru sculpture? Hello? What is this? Okay, I'm going to have to call that bitch black. Did you hear her, Corwin?
Yeah, and it's connect.
Was that a real person, or... I don't know what the hell that was. You know, some people, like, do that on their answering machine? Like, hello? But it's not really them? Oh, fuck. They wouldn't answer. I really wanted that freaking...
Should we reconnect?
Reconnect.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, but these people have 40 sets of salt and pepper shakers, but no phone number. Cactus saddle. Whoa.
Nice.
Cactus saddlery working cow horse saddle. Okay. Let's do this. I hope somebody answers, because we're already 5 minutes in, we're already sucking. Why are you doing video, Corwin? I can see you in tiny chat. It's going to make Skype suck ball sacks. It's okay.
Hello?
Hi, I was calling about the saddle that you have for sale.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, your phone number came up, like, really, really weird.
Yeah, I'm...
Where are you calling from?
Well, my cell phone is from Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
I just moved here from Pennsylvania, so... Yeah, I don't know why that weirds everybody out when I call with a Pennsylvania number. I mean, I'm from Pennsylvania. I don't know. Yeah, because, see, everybody has to have a phone number in the area they live in. But anyway.
Right.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was just wondering, like, how much it says on here that you're selling it for $1,000 or the best offer. And I know,
right.
Like, this is Craigslist. Like, everyone's going to try to, like, you know, get the price for lower. But, like, what would you be definitely willing to sell it for at this point?
No, I don't know. You just make me an offer. I mean, it's a good saddle, and it's in good shape. I mean, I need to clean it just because it's been sitting in my horse trailer, but, what are you looking at to spend?
Well, like, I can definitely do $1,000, like, hold on a second.
Sure.
Yeah, I can do $1,000, like, apples.
You can do what? I'm sorry?
I don't actually have any cash, but I have, like, an apple orchard.
Uh-huh.
And I can do... I'm sorry, I'm eating... I haven't eaten yet, like, all night. I'm really hungry. I have an apple orchard.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you'll take apples instead of dollars, because I definitely have 1,000 apples. I don't know, like, I don't have any money. Like, all I have are these apples. Is that okay?
No.
No, like, you'll have, like, a lifetime supply. Like, I don't mean, like, 1,000 at once. I mean, like, you can come pick the apples whenever you want.
No. I'm sorry.
You don't eat apples? What about oranges? Do you eat oranges?
Are you being... Who is this?
My name's Stacy. I don't have any money, and I have a ranch, and I have, like, an orchard of apples and oranges.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to trade my saddle for fruit. Sorry.
Okay, so you want $1,000 for it?
Yeah.
Okay. I have 900. Is that enough?
Uh-huh.
Is $900 okay? Because I could just... That's my rent.
If it's cash.
Yeah, I have $900 cash.
Uh-huh.
But it's my rent money.
What kind of saddle are you looking for?
No, I'm just looking for this saddle right here.
What kind of saddle?
You said it's for a working cow horse, right?
Right.
Yeah. That's what I'm looking for.
What kind of horse do you have?
Well, I don't have a horse yet. My husband told me. Do you want to talk to my husband?
No.
Because he knows more about this kind of stuff. I'm sorry, I was still eating Cheez-Its. I'm sorry. I should probably stop. Yeah, he knows more about this kind of stuff. Like, but we have $900 that I can...
Okay, and where did you say that you live?
I live in San Francisco.
in San Francisco?
Well, I would...
Can you hold on a second? Can you hold on a second?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Are you there?
Yeah, I live in...
Hello?
I live in San Luis Obispo right now.
Okay, so... Do you live in San Francisco?
No. I live right outside San Francisco. I live in San Luis Obispo right now.
Okay. If this is the type of saddle that you're looking for?
Yeah, I'm looking for a saddle. Like, my husband told me just to get a saddle and we'll find a horse for that saddle. So.
Okay.
Like, I know we're going backwards. Do you want to talk to my husband? Wait. I think I have actually... Hold on, let me count it. Hold on. I have, like... I have 5 100s.
My good night.
Okay, I have 5 100s, and I have 10 20s. That's 700. And then I have...
Well, I would take that for the saddle. Do you want me to... I mean, do you want to, like, see the saddle before you even think about buying it?
Well, yeah, of course I'm going to come over there to pay you, and I'll see the saddle. It's not like I want you to just, like, ship it to me all willy-nilly, you know?
Yeah.
Well,
I would definitely take 900 for it. I have other people interested in it, too, so I don't know, like, when you would want to see it or whatever.
Well, I'm counting my money. Shit. 500, 520, 540, 560, 580, 600, 620, 640, 660, 680, 700, 720, 721, 722, 723, 724, 725, 726, 727, 728, 729, 730, 731, 732, 734. I have $735.
Yeah.
But I can offer you, like, a goat. I have a...
No.
I told you I have a ranch. And I just counted all my money right in front of you. And I have...
I just want the money for the saddle, but if you look anywhere else online, you're not going to find anything... This type of saddle, like a cactus cutlery saddle, under $1,500.
Oh, shit. Wait a second. That was 720, 721, 722, 723, 724, 720. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I'm not very good at math. I told you I have a ranch with apples, oranges, I have goats. I mean, I can give you whatever you think the worth is for, like, $200 in goats. Or
no, I don't want goats.
Why?
I want goats?
You can sell them. Like, you can flip them. Like, you can buy the goats from... Well, okay. Like, think of it like, you know how people flip houses and stuff?
I don't... Like, you can flip goats. I hope this is not a crank call. Like... This seems like a very strange call. I'm sorry. Like, you either are interested in the saddle or not. I don't want goats. I don't want fruit. Like, I don't mean to be rude, but this seems like a very strange call. And I hope it's not like a Craigslist prank call thing.
Why would anybody, like, prank call off of Craigslist? That sounds really incredibly boring.
What's that?
I said that sounds like a really boring prank call, don't you think?
Well, do you have a number, like a local number, or is this your only phone number?
Well, I just moved here from Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I would take $900 cash for the saddle, otherwise I'm not going to sell it.
Is it because I'm from Pennsylvania, and you like, I mean, I don't know why you're questioning my phone number, because I'm from Pennsylvania, and I don't know if you're being, like, some sort of regional racist or something, or...
Excuse me?
Are you being a regional racist or something, or?
Please don't call me back about this saddle.
Why? I don't understand why you're being so mean to me about being from Pennsylvania. Look, I'm just going to put my husband on the phone, okay? This is ridiculous. Hold on. Honey.
Hey, what's going on? Can we get the saddle? Hello?
She already hung up.
Ah.
Man, I had her going for a while, didn't I?
Damn. You should have been like, I can get you some coffee mugs on my Claytris.
Oh, I saw that, but I forgot.
Dude, San Luis Obispo sounds exactly like San Francisco.
Yeah, it does. And she was like, wait, San Francisco? I'm like, no.
San Luis Obispo.
You were totally like...
Nah, I wasn't there for you. I should have been. I was scared to get on the phone. I was laughing too hard.
No, you were saying San Luis Obispo just because it sounds like San Francisco, weren't you?
Yeah.
That was mean. Because I got frustrated, like, myself, because she wasn't understanding me. I'm like, no, San Luis Obispo. This person is having a plant sale.
Nice.
Okay, so... Any questions, feel free to call me. She gives her phone number, and then she says...
Have questions about, like...
She says, please don't text or call me. Well, then why the hell would you give out your fucking phone number? Do you want to do this one, Corwin? Her name's Sonia.
I'm scared, dude. I got butterflies in my nuts.
Oh, come on. You can come up with something. Right. That's the ad.
I'll do it. Hello?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Damn it.
Yep.
Hey, Trevor.
Hey, just tried to catch in between calls.
Oh, yeah. It's a good idea, because I'm gonna play the call-in number, just because RBCP gave this to me. But for some reason, like... Whenever I have too many people on the call, I don't know if it's just me or I don't know, but whenever I host it with too many people, it gets crappy. So that's why I stopped playing the call-in number, but I really like this gift that you gave me for Valentine's Day, Arby. And to prove it, I'm going to play it now.
You're listening to The Fun Show with OMG on the Cacti Radio Network. Call in at 484-240-4050. 484-240-4050.
So there's a number if anybody wants to call between calls. So what's going on, Trevor?
Not much. Just hanging out, watching the show.
You're not watching it, are you?
I'm watching Tiny Chat.
Oh, okay. So technically you are. I'm still eating Cheez-Its, even though it's not a prank call.
Yes, I saw that, and I've been watching Corwin laugh his head off at something mysterious.
I know, Corwin... Oh my god. We used to do prank calls together, like, in person.
I couldn't stop laughing.
He used to, like, go crazy with laughing. If you guys ever hear the Jeffrey Bonner call...
Oh my god.
He just started laughing so hysterically, so loud that I was like...
She was like, seriously, we have neighbors.
I was like, we have neighbors. Like, we had... I wasn't even... Like, there was space in between the houses, but it was so loud they would have heard him. It was crazy.
Rainbow plays it, swings it. Oh my god.
Oh, do you want to call this one, Corwin? Where's me the number.
Doesn't show me a number. It's emails. It's gay.
Oh, it was an email? Oh. Okay.
Black leather jacket.
Trevor, okay. I think you've been trying to get us to call this phone number that you have of tech support or something.
Yeah, I have the tech support number for, that's the internal transfer number for the, consumer tech support, DSL tech support.
Okay.
Usually if you tell them, people will say, you know, if you tell them my parents aren't home, I don't know my account number, I don't know what phone number they have it registered under, but... My internet's down, they're not home, and I take classes online, and I have this paper I have to submit by midnight tonight. They'll try and help you as best they can.
Okay. Okay. But I should just talk about how my crops are dying in Farmville. Corwin, that it's too. Not that funny.
That too. Believe me, I've had like 5 of those freaking calls. People call up, say, oh, my crops are dying. I have to get online. Don't play Farmville, idiot.
I can't believe people actually complain about that. Like, dude, it's just virtual crops.
Exactly. It was crazy.
It's not like, you know, your whole production of your farm is going to go down and you're going to lose money.
Oh.
During this call, we may ask permission to review your account to discuss Frontier products and services.
Oh, no, don't.
Your response has no effect on services provided. As always, privacy of your account is your right and our duty.
Oh, I hate waiting.
Thank you for calling Frontier. This is Jerry. How can I help you today?
Oh, wow. I'm so happy that I got, like, an actual person. Because usually I have to be put on hold forever. Oh, my God. Okay. Thank you. Well, I was just giving you a compliment. That's all. No, I've got like my internet's down, and I've got some really important stuff that I have to do online. It's 39 minutes. I need to make sure.
Barely hear you. You're cutting out really bad.
I said I need to get some stuff done, and I only have like 39 minutes until the deadline. And my internet's out, and I don't know what to do because my parents aren't even home.
Okay, are you currently at the computer?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the telephone number on your account?
Well, I don't know what they put on it. I mean, I can give you my phone number.
Okay.
You know, actually, like, we just canceled our home phone, and I don't think they updated it. But, my number is 484-240-4151. But I totally don't think that's it because I don't think it's been updated. But how do I get my internet back on? Because I've got some important stuff that's due.
I'm not getting anything under this number. Do you have your account number?
No, I already told you my parents, they left, like, something about, like, some sort of swinging they had to do, and, like, I'm kind of home alone.
Okay, well, I'm going to need either the account number or the first and last name on the account.
Well, the problem is I really need the internet now, because, like, I've got some important assignments that are due, and all you want to do is, like, ask me about my name and my phone number and my account number and all this stuff. But my mom's not here right now, okay? I've got some really, like, I've been trying to do the schoolwork, like, all night. In addition to that, I have some crops in Farmville, and I'm kind of worried.
Okay, well, I'd be glad to help you, but I can't do anything until I'm able to access the account.
Okay, can I give you my password and my username for Facebook, and you can, like, harvest my plants for me?
No, ma'am, I can't do that.
Why not? I'll change my password right after you're done. Can you transfer me
to
some...
Do you happen to have an account number, or...
No, all I want you to do is just forget about the internet. I don't care, whatever. Can you get somebody to log into my account on Facebook and harvest my crops? It takes like 2 minutes. And
I apologize, but there's no way I can do that.
But you guys are supposed to provide superior customer service. And if you were superior in your customer service, you would log into my Facebook account. It takes like 2 minutes. You can do it while I'm on the phone. And just like, and don't look at my messages because I don't want you looking at them. But just like harvest my plants for me. That's all I want you to do. And my animals are going to die. And like, I don't want to start all over again because I already had to start over in Farmville once. I don't want to do it again.
Okay, ma'am, I apologize for the
No, if it wasn't for your stupid internet, my crops would not be dying.
Okay, I apologize, but there's nothing I can do regarding your Facebook
But
account.
I put so much time into this, and, like, all I want you to do is just take, like, 2 seconds of your life to look in, just 2 seconds, you put in my email, and you put in my password, and then you hit enter, and then you go straight to Farmville, and don't look at my pictures or my messages or anything, just harvest my crops for me, that's all. That's all I'm asking you.
I apologize, ma'am. Once again, there's really nothing I can do to assist you.
There is something you can do, because I know you have internet. I know you have internet. You work at the internet. You are the internet. So why don't you just log into my account, harvest my crops. Can you hold on a second? I want to eat some. Hold on. I'm sorry. Have you had dinner tonight? Am I making you hungry by eating on the phone? Sir?
Uh-huh?
Can you just help me out with Farmville? Are you scared of helping me? Okay, you know what? Let me talk to your supervisor. Because obviously, if you can't help me with my Farmville, maybe your supervisor can.
Okay, ma'am, my supervisor is not going to take the call because there's really nothing we can do regarding
the Facebook. Okay, hurry the fuck up. Give me the supervisor.
Okay, no problem. Give me just a moment.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I was just actually speaking with my supervisor. There's no way I can escalate the call without you actually
giving me. I don't
believe
you.
Okay, I apologize for the inconvenience, ma'am, but there's not really going to be anything I can do without
I think you just put me on hold and just pretended to talk to your supervisor, because I didn't hear any talking going on in the background.
Okay, once again, ma'am, there's really not going to be anything we can do to assist you without accessing your account.
Okay, you know what? My boyfriend's over here, and maybe he can get this out of you. Hold on.
Hey, man, you got difficulty giving us to a supervisor?
No, we cannot escalate the call to a supervisor without access to the account.
Why? All right, I'm going to need you to speak with your supervisor. What's your name?
Once again, sir, I cannot escalate the call to a
supervisor.
All right,
once again, what's your name? What is your name?
My name is Drake.
Drake? What's your ZID, bro?
Oh my god, his name's Drake?
I don't know. Drake, what's your ZID?
Okay, I'm actually not able to give out my ZID, sir. I apologize for the inconvenience.
That's not true. You could just tell it to me. But you could also give me a supervisor.
Once again, I'm sitting right with my supervisor, and without access to the account holder's account, we can't escalate the call, sir.
Okay, well then just let me speak with the supervisor if they're sitting right next to you.
Okay, my supervisor has actually informed me that there's nothing we can do without access to the account.
You have to let me speak with the supervisor.
Sir, my supervisor said that there's nothing we can do to assist you without access to your account.
Your constitution says that I have the right to speak with your supervisor. Are you in Austin, Texas?
No, I'm in West Virginia, actually.
Oh, God. All right, give me to your supervisor or Drake. I'm going to figure out your ZID. I'm going to pee in my mouth. Hello, Drake?
Yes, sir, I apologize, but there's no way I can escalate the call to a supervisor.
If you don't give me to a supervisor, I will kiss you. Are you scared? Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Give me to your supervisor.
Hey, if you don't, like, if you don't give me to a supervisor right now... Excuse me, sir. If you don't give me to a supervisor right now, my boyfriend is going to pee into my mouth.
We spoke to Ed earlier.
I apologize for the inconvenience, but there's not going to be anything we can do to escalate the call.
Yeah, but he is threatening to pee into my mouth if you don't, because he's got crops in Farmville, too.
And if my crops die, listen, Drake, ZID question mark, if my crops die, I will kiss you so fucking hard, man.
He'll Sing come it. Over and suck your dick, too.
All right, let's not get out of hand.
Hey, can I talk to Ed? Uh-huh. Special Ed? I talked to somebody named Ed a few days ago.
Okay, I'm not aware of anyone in the center named Ed.
Well, they helped me. I don't think you're aware of much that goes on in that center, because actually one time I did call in and I asked them just to log into my Facebook and harvest my crops, and they did. And they were a good employee, and they provided good customer service, and yours just sucks. Your customer service sucks my balls off right now. Dude, you're never going to hang up, are you? Why don't you just hang up the fucking phone? Just hang up the fucking phone. Just do it. You're scared. Just hang up the phone.
I apologize. There's nothing I can do to release the call either.
You can't hang up? So I can sit here and abuse you and you won't hang up. And you know, I could just sit here with you for hours and talk about shoving balls up my boyfriend's asshole. And you're just going to sit there and listen to it? Oh my God, did he actually hang up? Did you hang up on me?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay, of course. So, how's the weather over there?
Very good.
Pretty good? Hey, can you sing, like, a song for me? Because I'm kind of lonely.
I apologize for the inconvenience.
Wait, you apologize for the inconvenience of not... You could actually sing... This is not like Facebook, you know, where maybe, like, your company blocks out Facebook or something and you literally can't do it, even though somebody's done it before. But, like, you just refuse to sing to me. And I think that's some bullshit. I really do. I think it's terrible. Hey, can you just, like, hang on to the line while I call my other friend? I'm going to ask him about this bullshit right now. You can, like, apologize all you want, but you refuse to, like, log into my Facebook account for me.
Hello.
Hey, Roy. Hey, can you believe
How's
this
it going?
Nutsack on the line won't hang up?
Hey, man, just hang up.
Why won't you hang up? You can't, you're not allowed to ignore me either, are you? You're not allowed to hang up, you're not allowed to ignore me. But yeah, Roy, I was going to ask you if you could log into my Farmville account for me.
Once again, I cannot do that.
No, I wasn't talking to you, your name's not
Roy.
Fuck
you, dipshit. Is your name Roy, motherfucker? Is your name spelled R-O-Y? Are you fucking talking? She asked me, bitch. Please, continue.
Okay, if you continue to use profane language on the call, I am going to release the call.
Oh, so
I'm going to release myself.
So, yeah, I was just wondering if you could, like, log into my Facebook account, or if I should just, like, I don't know. I don't want you to see my pictures, though. I know what a perv you are. I don't know, Roy.
Hey, should I ask Tyrone if he wants to do it for you?
Oh, yeah, Tyrone can do it. Because
right,
Tyrone
get him,
doesn't
second.
Really
one
know
second.
Me. Okay. Tyrone's going to try to phone sex this guy, though.
Hey. But yeah, this is Tyrone. Well, who the fuck is this?
Oh, I've just got this guy on the line that won't log into my Facebook account, and I was just wondering if you could, like, phone sex him.
Oh, hey, man. You looking for some phone sexy fun time? Is this already paid for? Because I can't do this unless it's already been prepaid for.
Yeah, I'll pay you.
Oh, nice. So, brother, what positions do you like?
He's ignoring you. That's not allowed.
Hey, man, what's your name?
Okay, since I'm not able to authenticate the account, I am going to go ahead and release the call. Thank you for calling Frontier. You have a good day.
Oh, come on, man. What position do you like? Are you a catcher?
It's over. So, telling him that I was going to shove my boyfriend's balls into his asshole doesn't do anything.
But that guy got scared.
All you got to do is, like, offer him sex, which actually most men want. And all of a sudden, he's like, oh, man, I can't do this. I'm married.
You should have been like, if you say my crops, I will suck your dick. I will go over to West Virginia, and I will suck the cum out of your dick. I will milk your cock.
I should have done that.
That would have been awesome.
Why didn't you tell me that, like, during the call?
He's all high-strung, on coffee, scared of guys over the phone. He needed your love.
Oh.
You should have sensed that. All right, continue.
Well, I was gonna call, like, hey, Trevor.
What?
What? I'm gonna let you go so I don't have too many people on the line. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's fine. I'll just watch in tiny chat.
Did you enjoy that call?
That was awesome.
That was amusing. I told you, if you just push them and say you don't know, they'll do what pretty much whatever. But he was supposed to give you a supervisor no matter what. We got some guy that calls like clockwork every week, refuses to give his name, his address on his account. He'll only give his name. He claims he's being hacked because his voice over IP thing comes up as die or dead, which is, we finally figured out the voice over IP service he uses. If the line disconnects while it's in transit, it says dead connection, but all it shows on the caller ID is dead. And he's swearing people are making death threats against him. If you say his address over the line, he'll disconnect you, and he'll only talk to one supervisor in our call center. He always asks for him. And it's crazy. He calls like clockwork every week. It's crazy. So
he,
if you play
like
crazy a lot, they'll still talk to you for a while.
Wow. It sounds kind of like that conversation I had with that Jehovah's Witness guy where I was telling him I'm with the Watchtower, and this other guy in the background was like, no, it's the phone losers. It's the phone losers. But the host was like all caught up on having a conspiracy theory type thing. Oh my God, they're after me. Anyway.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll just turn up the stream after you hook up, disconnect.
Okay, thank you so much for that. That was fun.
Yeah, just don't share that number. I'll get fired.
I won't, I promise.
All right,
bye.
Have fun.
Of course we're going to have fun. It's a fun show. Hey, Rob, do you want to stay on? We can do some Craigslist. You can do a Craigslist thing where you offer them other stuff.
Sure. Sounds good.
Okay, because I have this one. They have some outdoor plants for sale. And it says they have some cactus. But you can... I don't know. Maybe I should just do it if I'm going to tell you how to do it. Never mind.
You're the navigator. You take the control.
I just had an idea. I was just going to offer them cactus for cactus. But do whatever you want.
Oh, okay. So you still want me to...
No, do whatever
Hello?
You want.
Okay. Are they selling cactus?
Yeah, they're selling flowers and cactus. And they're in San Francisco.
Hello?
Hi. Are you selling the cactuses? The cacti?
Yeah.
Are you selling them?
Oh, yeah.
You got, how many cacti do you have?
I'm not sure. Let me get the person who's selling them.
Just okay, great. Yeah, let me talk to the cacti salesman.
They have a special cactus man.
Hello.
Hi, yes, are you the cacti salesman?
Yeah.
Oh, great. How many cactus do you currently have in stock?
Well, they're little small ones now in 4-inch pots.
Oh, they're little tiny ones? Oh, great. Yeah, that's exactly what I need. That's exactly what I need. Are they about 9 inches long? Because that's what I prefer.
Don't speak so fast. I can't understand you. What?
Are they about 9 inches long? Because that's what I prefer.
Do I buy what?
Are the cacti that you have in stock about 9 inches long?
No, these are little small cactuses, only 2 or 3 inches tall.
Only 2 or 3 inches?
Yeah,
that might work. Do they have any little any spikes on them yet? Because I do prefer if they're ribbed for my pleasure.
I didn't understand what you said. You spoke too fast for me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll try to slow it down. Do they have any spikes on them? I prefer if they're ribbed for my pleasure.
Hang on just a minute. I'm going to have my daughter answer the phone.
Oh, your daughter? Yeah, that might help. Sure.
Claudia, can you come get this call? I can't understand. Hello?
Hi, yes. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Claudia. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Claudia. Hey, this is Roy. I was calling about the cacti.
Uh-huh.
Yes. How large are the cacti? I prefer about 9 inches.
They're all small.
Oh, how small? I mean, if they're too small, then myself and my wife aren't going to be able to enjoy them.
Pardon?
My wife and I won't be able to enjoy them if they're too small, so how small are they exactly?
Well, they're small. They're just they're not starters, but she started them from small ones. They're
okay, well, let me ask, are they like Asian small? Are they like white small, black small? How small are they?
Asian or black, what's that mean?
Let me ask you, do they have any spikes yet? Because I prefer if they're ribbed, that's my pleasure.
Yeah, they have spikes on them.
Oh, good, good, good. Now, do these cactus have nice green body to them?
Yeah.
Because I'm not interested in any brown cactus. They'll get that way afterwards, but right now I just want some nice green cacti.
Yeah, they're green.
Okay, great. Now, I also have some large cactus that I no longer need. They're just too big for me. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I was thinking maybe we could trade.
No, I'm not interested in getting any more plants. We want to get rid of the ones that we have. I don't need any more.
You didn't enjoy the cacti that you have now?
Well, yeah, but all the ones that she started is what she's got for sale.
Do you find that these ones are just too painful?
Are too what?
Too painful. You know, when you use them, do they hurt when you touch them? When they're
well,
rubbing against you?
Hurt if you touch them.
Well, I mean, that's the idea, though, right? A little pleasure, a little pain.
No, I'm not into any kind of pleasure from a cactus.
Oh, well, I have a variety of other plants that might be, you know, more to your liking.
No, I'm not interested in buying any other plants.
Oh, well, are you sure? Because I've used apples before. They feel a little funny coming out, but they work really well. So would you consider trading for some apples? And you can eat them afterwards, too.
No, I don't want any trees.
Well, I'm not going to give you the whole tree. That would be really painful. That would be difficult. I know. I mean, do you want the apples? Just a bag of them. I've got a.
No.
I can put them in a sack for you for a nice sack of them.
No, thank you. No.
Or perhaps some other fruit. Do you like nuts?
No. Are you?
I've got a sack
serious?
Of nuts you could have.
Do you want the plants or you don't?
I do. I absolutely do. My wife loves them. She absolutely enjoys a cactus every morning. And I'd really like to find her a 9-inch one, but unfortunately you only have, what, 2 or 3 inches? I think that might be the satisfier, but I'm not sure.
I think she finally realized what you're saying. She's like, wait a minute.
That's good.
Good job. Should we call back and complain about the mom?
I'll pop the boner.
You should call back as my wife instead and ask why she won't sell you the cactus, because you really
yes.
just get gratuitous with her.
Like, yes!
I just want to shove it up my cooch. Let's go here, bitch.
Okay, hold on. I should ask her. Someone posted in Tiny Chat to ask if I could shave the cactus. Oh, they're not gonna answer.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. I think my husband just called. Is this the cactus people?
Hello.
Yeah, I said I think my husband just called you. Did you just talk to my husband?
I talked to some idiot, yes.
Wait, you don't have to call him an idiot. Is this the daughter or the mother?
This is the daughter.
Okay, because your mom was a real bitch.
No, that was me.
Oh.
Your husband's an idiot.
Oh.
I didn't find it humorous at all.
Well, he wasn't being funny, so you're the bitch? That didn't go as planned, but I like that she admitted she was the bitch.
Apparently insulting her right off the bat didn't work out too well.
I couldn't resist. I said, wow, your mom was a real bitch. And you go, no, that was me. Okay, fine. You want to be the bitch? Is that how you get off, young lady?
You should have treated her like a bitch and just like kept going. Instead, you were like, you're calling yourself a bitch? That's kind of weird. And she's like, I shouldn't have. And she hung up.
Hey, why do you have all these ideas, but when you're on a prank call, like, on the show, you suck, but, like, not in real life? You're disappointing me. It's all the pressure, isn't it? Here's two unopened Health Force Nutritionals Fruits of the Earth. You can do this one, Corwin. No pressure.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling for the Health Force Nutritionals. Miss?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Wow. Well, I wasn't sure I'd get a response or whatever. Yeah, so you're interested in them?
But you said they're unopened?
Yeah. And I have one that's open that's like 3/4 full, too. That one you can have for free because it's been open.
Oh.
These ones are unopened and they're sealed.
I really like it when they're already open so that a lot of nature gets into them. I'm really into natural things. Do you guys sell any...
I'm sorry, you faded out.
Sorry, I'm talking to my wife, and she wants to know... She's got a question to ask you. Here, can you speak to my wife?
Sure.
All right, here she is.
Okay.
Hi. I've noticed whenever my husband takes this, he's all into this, like, nutritional stuff.
Yeah.
I'm kind of embarrassed to ask, but, like, he was taking this iodine, like, a whole bunch of iodine, and he got, like, really, really flaccid a lot, you know, like he couldn't get it up anymore. He was taking all that iodine because of the whole radioactive shit that was going on in Japan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, like, he ended up having to go to the doctor, and, like, everyone, I swear, every doctor in San Francisco has looked at his penis. But I want to make sure isn't going to, like, screw up his genitals.
You know, I really wouldn't be able to comment on that. I'm not a healthcare practitioner.
Did she say it's going to help?
I think if you want to, if you're interested in the stuff, then, you know, follow the link and go to the link, to the original, website where the product is. And if you like what's there, then, you know, give me a call back. And if you're not interested in it, then I'm sure there's some other people who would be interested.
Do you think,
I'm not a healthcare listener, and I really, okay. I really don't know how to.
That's okay. I don't but, know. Hey, that's okay. It's all right. I just don't know what to think about it because he was taking all of this stuff, and I mean I don't know. It might like make it bigger or something. I don't know. But so you wanted to sell it for $50 or?
$50 for the two of them.
But one of them is already opened?
No, I have three of them. One of them is opened, two of them are sealed.
Okay. But do you think this might actually make his dick bigger? Because I don't know if you want to clarify on that or...
I beg your pardon?
Well, do you think this might actually help him, like, get bigger? Because I heard if you drink a lot of water, you get, like, an extra 2 inches of water dick. And I don't know if you can, like... I don't know if the vitamins are going to help with that or... I mean, or you were telling me you're not qualified to answer
I
that.
I think you really need to talk to a doctor about this. This
I mean,
not
do you have, like, a man there that maybe might know that has taken it? Or
my husband doesn't have any problem.
Oh, okay. Okay, so he hasn't had any...
I don't really think that this is a serious call, and so I'm going to end it now.
Well, why? I'm just trying to, like, because... I don't know. You need to stop bragging about your sex life and just, like, how much you said $27.50 for one. We can just try one, right? And then can we only just buy one? Hello? Did you hang up on me? What a bitch. I was totally going to buy that shit from her, too.
Dude, you should have bartered like you did the rest of the Craigslist calls.
Yeah, I wanted to, but I tried to talk about the price, and she hung up on me.
Well, she said... Okay.
Hello, unknown caller.
Hey, Roxy. Why do you look like a...
Hey, Roxy.
Hey, what's up?
What's with all the...
Hey, Roxy. You don't dare know me, but... Yeah, hi.
Wow, I think I just lost, like, 20 brain cells.
20?
What's
hey,
up?
So what's going on with Cacti Radio with the whole, like, malicious software error from Chrome?
Oh,
it was
is
just
that what
a
you're
plugin.
Getting? Are you getting
yes,
it again?
Yeah, I'm just wondering what that was.
I don't know. I have no idea. Seems to be okay now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Chrome was flagging it as malware with Google's special fucking filter shit. And then Firefox would load without an error, but it would not show the player, the Flash player.
Wow, this is strange.
Email
us.
All
right, I need to make one more call. Bye. Yeah, that was really boring. Okay, so I'm going to call someone and actually, like, barter this time. Like, that was my whole idea this whole time.
Yeah, but you did it on every Craigslist call since the last one.
I only did, like, 2 Craigslist calls, didn't I? I don't know, my memory is all kind of shady. Oh my god, it's a cowboy cactus antenna topper.
Fuck yeah.
Man, that's crazy shit. Well, they didn't have a phone number on that one, but that one's kind of funny. Okay. So here's some Nike shoes, and he posts, like, a billion pictures, and no phone number. Okay.
No phone.
there's an ad that I posted there. It's swimming fins, $15.
Oh, I saw that. Okay.
Here, let me link you.
I got it.
Nice.
I got it. I saw that and I was going to call it and then I forgot. Okay. So I'm going to offer them, like, something similar, I guess.
A painting, I don't know.
Okay, come on. Come on. Skype. Don't fuck me over. Sometimes I think it rings, but it doesn't tell you it's ringing.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
I was wondering if you still have those fins for sale for $15.
What things?
The fins. The swimming fins.
Oh, fins. I'm sorry. Yes, I do. I thought you said things. I'm like, what things? I had a couple things for sale.
Yeah.
Yes, I still have them.
What else do you have for sale?
Oh, gosh. Oh, I don't remember. I'm drawing a blank. A bunch of guy stuff. A boat anchor, a trailer hitch,
Who cares about guy stuff?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
But actually, the fins were my husband's, too, so they were his.
Oh, did you divorce him, or? You divorced him?
Excuse me?
Is this the product of a divorce?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just my husband and I tried to clean out her shed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, what exactly did he use these fins for?
You keep going in and out. I can barely hear you.
I'm sorry, I'm eating. Hold on, let me finish. What exactly did he use these fins for?
He sometimes swam in the lake or the ocean with them.
Oh. Do you think, like, it's $15?
Say that again?
It's $15?
Yeah, they're $15.
Would you take, like, one of those snorkeling masks for it? I don't know. You kind of need fins to snorkel, though.
Say that again, while I trade a snorkeling mask? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I don't know if he wants a snorkeling mask. Hold on, I can ask him, but we kind of wanted the money.
Go ask him.
No, we don't have any use for a mask.
Okay, you know what? It sounds like you were just putting words in his mouth. Can I actually talk to him? Because I don't know. Because it's actually kind of a good mask. It's, like, really expensive.
I know, but we would never use it, though. That's, like, the sense. He used to use them. He doesn't use it anymore. We're just trying to clean out stuff we don't have anymore.
Well, he could use it, like, in the swimming pool.
I don't... He never... We have some masks, and he never uses them. So I personally don't think he'd use them.
And then why did you even ask him?
You're kind of rude. I don't know the...
I'm just like trying to get a deal here, and you're like cog blocking it.
No, I just know that he's trying to clean stuff out, and not try to get more stuff in our house.
Okay.
Do you want the fins or not? I'm just trying to sell them and make some money, and trying to clean out a shed at the same time.
Okay. I'm sorry. I do want them. Where are you located? Santa Rosa?
In Santa Rosa.
Well, I'm in San Francisco. Is it possible you can come up here or?
No, we don't really go there. We work and live in Santa Rosa, so we never come to the city.
So why would you post it in San Francisco? Okay, never mind.
Huh?
Would you take, like, are you just trying to, like, clean out his stuff? Like, I don't know. Okay, would you take, like, how about if I gave you some of these Cheez-Its that I'm eating and... Like, I don't think I have $15. I think I have $12.
Okay, well, you know what? I don't think it's going to work out. It's like, I don't come to the city. Either you want to buy them for $15 or you don't want to buy them for $15.
Wait, why are you being such a bitch about it?
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right, who wants to call her back?
Oh, she sounded so hurt.
Come on, Corwin. Call her back and make her feel better.
Oh, Tyrone can make her feel better.
Tyrone.
I think Corwin wants to make her feel better.
Oh, but it's
I think it's the end of the show.
12 a.m.
I think the show's over. You know, I was going to play that No Doubt song, Spiderwebs. Because it goes, sorry, I'm not home right now. I'm walking in the spiderweb, so leave a message and I'll call you. And then there's a line that says, it's all your fault. I have to screen all my phone calls. When I heard that, I immediately thought of Weather Girl, because she's been ignoring us recently.
Whoa, she's not answering? Let's give, like, all our old people calls back.
Yeah, remember we first called Weather Girl a long time ago? We've been calling her recently. And actually, Rob talked to her in the Tyrone voice. I gotta send you that call, it's hilarious. And he's like, where are you going? Because you know, I want to make. Are you wearing something weather appropriate? You can. How did you say it, Rob?
How's the weather?
You I think I said something like this.
Mailbox of 8.
She like automatically ignores me.
So I looked up different call ideas, and like you call someone and you say, "Is Jake there?" Like 10 calls, and then you call as Jake, asking to have any messages for Jake.
That takes too long.
You're gonna build something like that.
Okay. Yeah. Sometimes we do stuff ahead of time. Like, yeah, that one time we did something ahead of time, totally backfired on us.
Remember when someone threatened to call the cop shop? Who is that person? Oh god, that was funny as hell.
We're playing the outro music now. Goodbye, everyone.
What about the post show?
I don't want to do a post show because it's gonna suck. Like,
no.
I think we did pretty good today.
We did, but I need practice.
Are you gonna practice with me later?
Okay, I'll practice with you.
That's what she said. So, alright, so that's the end of the show. Go to cactiradio.com/funshow. And right now, I'm gonna play just hours of the fun show and a whole bunch of other shit and maybe some Katy Perry. Right now, I'm gonna play with Jeffrey. Was it Jeffrey Bonner? Go to Rob's website. What's your website, Rob, with all that shit?
Go to piratesofthesoftware.com.
piratesofthesoftware.com/pranks, I think.
/audio, and inside audio, you've got a folder full of pranks.
Yeah, everybody can go there and listen to it. And be here next week, 11 p.m. Central.